Hey, everybody, and welcome to Redesigning Midlife. If you have tuned in or follow the new old you, and you clicked on this episode and you're like, hey, what's this redesigning midlife thing? You're in the right place. Redesigning Midlife, formerly known as the new old you. It's one of those things where, everything needs a little freshen up every now and then, including this podcast. When I started the podcast going on 2 years ago, it's been a little over a year and a half. I didn't know what I was doing. I came up with a name. It worked great. I built a great following. I have had over 10,000 downloads with that name. But then you start kind of reevaluating what it's about. And sometimes it just needs a little facelift, including a new intro. So here goes the new intro. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. What do you think? I kind of dig the kind of upbeat music. I've been a photo editor for many, many, many years, and so doing an audio select to kind of speak to the vibe I wanted to give this new updated podcast, it was a challenge, but I think that I'm happy with what I found. Anyway, so I was talking about the fact that I had the new old you for over a year and a half, and when I started the podcast initially, it was just a creative outlet for me. I'm sure you've heard me say this many times if you have been listening to the podcast, but as I was turning 50, I really needed to find something creative that was mine, where I could pour a lot of the creative energy that I had into it. And I was getting the feeling from other women that they were kind of feeling the same thing. They were, approaching 50 and needing to make some sort of change in their lives, whether they had an empty nest or not, whether they were in the sandwich generation and have kids below and parents, aging parents above. A lot of women were feeling like they needed something too. So when I started the podcast, it really was all about what I needed, and what I thought I needed, I felt like other people needed as well. And that's true to a certain point. But as I have talked to guests, all the guests I've had some wonderful guests. And the thing about the guests that I've had is, I have chosen them and talked to them based on things that I am interested in and things that I think that are important in midlife. And I had not done a real good deep market research dive into you, my audience, the community, and the things that you feel that are important at this time. And I kind of feel like the new old you was an experiment in discovering the important things in midlife. I've talked about everything from estrangement to fitness to health issues to, you know, inspirational stories. And I've been across the board. And now I felt like it was time with this market research to really start narrowing in on the things that you want to hear about and to learn about, and things that I might be able to speak to, and things that guests that I bring on might be able to speak to. So in the research that I did, I was surprised, yes, about the things that I was hearing, but I was also not surprised. I did market research and talked one-on-one with nearly 15 people, and then I put their stories and their answers to my questions together to see where everything kind of intersected. And it was interesting how almost everyone came back to needing to make themselves, their health, their wellness, their nutrition, their mental health more of a priority in this time of life. I think that everyone was aware that you need to start taking care of yourself now in order to be happy now and to live longer later. And so I kind of grabbed onto that. And it also goes back to an episode I did with my friend Eunice Ray. And I don't know that episode number. I am so sorry. But it is here if you want to go back and find her. And her thing is, you know, both of her parents, she's in her 70s, both of her parents passed away in their 50s from illness and disease. And when she reached her 50s, she had that acknowledgement that her parents had passed away at the age that she was. And so she really started doing a lot of research into finding out what she needed to do in her 50s in order to surpass their lifespan. And she did that. And I found that fascinating. And so I was kind of hearing the same thing in the market research. And I'm kind of like, and it went hand in hand with, you know, what I do. I am a former competitive athlete. I'm still an athlete, not competitive anymore. But I'm a former 3-time national cycling champion, masters champion, tandem. And I've been on the podium several times. But I'm also very keen on my nutrition, and I have been. I'm much better at it at some points than I am others. Everybody falls off the wagon until they realize, hey, I need to get back on that wagon. Get back over here, wagon. And I also just became a certified personal trainer. And that is something that I started even before thinking about changing the podcast, narrowing in on that focus. I had decided that, you know, if I'm going to give advice to people on getting fit, losing weight, and that sort of thing, then I needed to be certified in some way. And so I started that, studying for that, back at the beginning of the summer, and just passed that exam, which was hard, I'm not going to lie, at the beginning of September. So I am an ACSM certified personal trainer. So I feel very confident that with that piece, what I do, who I am, my non-negotiables, my morning routine, and the idea of the things that I want to do and want to focus on, and in the market research, it all just sort of started falling into place. And the podcast was kind of like the last piece. Do I change the name? Do I not change the name? I loved the name. The new old you. It spoke to everything that I felt that I was becoming and what other people are becoming. You know, you're always you, but when you refocus, you become the new you. Love it. But I want as many people as possible to find this podcast and to get something from it and get to a place where they can be in community with other people that feel the same way and that need some support and guidance. And to do that, I've said this many times to my group, it is all about the keywords, the SEO, and the marketing and the searchability and the algorithm. That's just the way it is. Now, I've talked to a lot of people that have, they have a real problem with the word midlife. I mean, honestly, if you think about the word midlife, there are so many negative connotations, you know, midlife crisis. Or if somebody says, how old is she? I'm not sure how old she is, but she's in her midlife. I mean, what is midlife? Does it start at 40? Does it start at 50? Does it start at 60 anymore? Because 60 seems to be the new 50 anymore. It doesn't matter. It is, it's a place where we live in our minds, really. And it's a positive thing. I think that being in midlife and being, I'm not going to say of a certain age because that sounds terrible, but when we get to this point in our lives where we feel like we're in our midlife, it is, I consider it a badge of honor. I mean, we have put in some serious, serious work. We've grown up. We've taken care of ourselves. We've made it to this point. I mean, sometimes that's an accomplishment in itself. I have 20 somethings, and if they get to be into their midlife, I'm going to be like, woohoo for me. They lived, they survived. So yeah, midlife is a badge of honor. We've raised kids, you know, we're going through, some crazy times probably. You may still have young children. You may still have some teenagers at home. You may have an empty nest. But we all may still, well, you know, we have parents that are passing away. And we have aging parents and the things they've got to deal with. We're thinking about retiring soon. There are so many outside factors that we are dealing with. You know, we may be dealing with relationship issues because, you know, we've been married for so long and marriage has turned into something that it wasn't in the beginning and we've got to find each other again. Or, you know, friendships change as our kids get older and as we grow older. And those are all outside factors. But there are a lot of inside factors that we are dealing with in our midlife as well. You know, we're dealing with perimenopause, we're dealing with menopause, we're dealing with hereditary illness, maybe arthritis, or, you know, we're dealing with the way that we've treated our bodies all along, and maybe we're having some aches and pains now. We're dealing with, you know, we could be dealing with, you know, mental issues, some depression or sadness over this or that, or for so long not doing self-care and being in a total self-care lack hole that we need to start putting ourselves first, as well as, I mean, we've been sitting in chairs for so many years. I've said this before. I had my friend Mike Purvis on. Chairs are terrible on our bodies. And after so many years, and especially during the pandemic when we're not even getting up and walking to our car to drive to work, we're sitting at home and we get up and we get in our chair. Our bodies may be screaming out for some attention during this time. And now is the time to do all of those things. So that is a long way to say that I am very excited for this new direction of the podcast and for the Facebook group and for my newsletter and for some upcoming things that I'm going to be making available on Amazon. Right now, I have the You Deserve It notebook, goal tracker, planner, and tracker, which kind of helps you develop a consistency practice because everything that we do to take care of ourselves requires consistency. And sometimes when you're starting, that's the hardest part. So this notebook really helps. You know, it gives affirmations every day to help keep you going, and 4 months of pages of helping you start that consistency practice. I am a big affirmation person. The entire time my kids were in college, every morning I would send them an affirmation because, you know, they weren't home, they were somewhere else, and that I just kind of felt like they needed a little message from mom, to let them know, number one, I was thinking about them, and number two, that I knew they could do whatever that they were setting out to do that day, and that they were supported. And so I need those as well. I've read many affirmation books. And then I started an affirmation page on Instagram. And once I did that for a while, I'm like, you know, I don't have a lot of followers on that affirmation page. But I thought, you know, this is something that I want to share with other people. So I'm putting together an affirmation book that I'm hoping to make available in the next few months or so. I'm wanting to develop, you know, fitness trackers and nutrition trackers and all the things that we need to begin focusing on ourselves right now. Because you are you and you are the only you. And you deserve to feel the absolute best. You deserve to live a long life and enjoy all the things and all the hard work that you have done to this point. So I am so glad you're here, and I'm going to wrap this little episode up with some workout motivation for the weekend. Since this is up on a Friday, I'm going to give you a little workout motivation for this weekend. And it's going to be a little different than just get up and do it. And this comes because I'm not feeling that great. You can probably hear it in my voice a little bit. It is allergy time where I live, and so the trees are starting to turn a little bit, and I am starting to feel it. Plus, I've been burning the candle at both ends a little bit, and sometimes, you know, when you are taking good care of yourself and you know that you're doing everything you need. You're eating right, you're drinking enough water, and you're getting your movement in. And one day you wake up and you know that you're just a little off, that you are not feeling great. And that is the time that perhaps you don't push through, that you don't just go out and do it anyway. Once you become in tune with your homeostasis and how you know you should feel, and you don't feel that way one day, then you might need to take a rest day. You might need to pull back a little bit. You might want to bump up your vitamin C, your zinc, your B complex for a few days and try to rev up how you feel, but rest is the most important thing. So I'm probably going to be doing a little bit of that. You know, and it might not be full on rest. It could be active rest. So instead of going for a run, tomorrow, maybe I will go out for a walk if I feel like it. Because I know how I feel. I know inside how I feel. And I cannot wait to work with all of you to help you start to discover how you feel inside and to move forward and just be the very best version that you can. So thank you for listening to this episode today. It will probably eventually turn into the trailer of this podcast because that's kind of an explanation of what this whole thing is about. And don't hesitate to reach out to me if there's something that you have a question about, or a topic that you would like for me to talk about, or to find a guest to talk about. I am always looking for those things, and you can leave those in the review section. Write me a question in there. Or you can contact me through my website. I'll have all this information in the show notes. So you can find me at the website, or you can find me on Instagram. Send me a DM. And don't forget, most important, give me a 5-star review so that more people, so that algorithm will throw me into the path of more people. All right, everybody. Till next week, when we officially become Redesigning Midlife. Sending you all my love. Have a great weekend. See you then.